to introduce yourself?
My name is Dallas Nagy, and I thank you for the hope of getting better.
This week, Dallas Nagy, wheelchair-bound, sat patiently as Trulieve opened its doors. At the counter, he clutched $60 in cash tightly as camera shutters clicked. Nagy's been waiting for this for a long time. Some might say too long. But when the moment finally came and the dispensary manager took his money, Nagy couldn't help cracking a joke.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
No problem.
Where's my stuff?
The ribbon cutting at Trulieve isn't historic. Patients can already get medical marijuana in 24 other states. A 25th joins the bunch in September. Four of them now allow recreational marijuana, and another four have similar measures on this November's ballot. But all the same, for Florida's patients, the dispensary makes good on a promise 2 years old. And for George Hackney, the nurseryman who's behind Trulieve, it's an unexpected venture.
So 30 years ago, could you have ever imagined that you
would absolutely not, you know.
State law limited eligible growers to nurseries in operation for 30 years or more. But Hackney says at first he didn't jump at the opportunity. It took conversations with family members who work in oncology, cancer, before he decided to make a bid for one of the state's first five licenses.
It seems like everybody you talk to has got a family member who could have benefited from medical cannabis at some point in time, you know, but it wasn't available for him. So, and I got a, once it was announced in the news that we were selected, I got a very nice handwritten letter from a former minister of ours congratulating me, telling me, you know, how wonderful it was and how his daughter had been through cancer and how much it would have helped her. So that things like that really make me...
Under the state's current system, patients are limited to people with chronic seizures or terminal illnesses. So the dispensary caters to a number of different routes of administration. But most start with oil.
So it's an extraction process similar to vanilla.
That's Trulieve's chief operating officer, Jason Purnell. He says they soak the buds in ethyl alcohol, Everclear, until the active compounds dissolve.
So that we leave the green matter behind. Okay, so once we remove the green matter, then we dissolve the ethyl alcohol out through a general distillation process. And so it evaporates all the ethyl alcohol. It's food grade ethyl alcohol. And what's left is the oil. And so that oil, the CBD oil or the THC oil, that's an ingredient. And that's an ingredient that we use in all of our products.
Trulieve is planning to open 10 to 12 stores throughout the state over the next year. Another dispensary, Surterra, will begin home delivery in days. And they're planning to open a Tampa storefront within a month. But the dispensary's optimism is tempered somewhat by new hurdles rushing up to meet them.
One of the biggest bottlenecks has been research.
That's Richard Blau, a lawyer specializing in regulated industries. With marijuana federally classified as a Schedule I drug, Blau says research funding in the U.S. has been scarce. And without research, doctors may be reluctant to go through the education and registration process Florida requires to order the treatment for their patients.
As for the doctors who would be in a position to refer qualifying patients, it has been a slow process, but I think you're beginning to see an acceleration.
While dispensaries and activists encourage doctors to get on the compassionate use registry, they're also eyeing this November's medical marijuana ballot initiative. If Florida voters approve the measure, the scope of eligible patients could expand greatly, including people suffering from a number of other debilitating conditions. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.